You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Golden Geese with Georgie Pye and some very questionable life advice, potentially, or maybe some really great life advice, depending on your perspective.
Just telling it like it was.
Exactly. Hey, Matt. Hey, Dave. How are you going?
Hey, hey. Good. Thanks.
Good. Thank you for having us.
It's nice to have the geese back. What's been happening in the Golden Geese world at the moment?
That's a good question. Well, I think that we went through a big phase of release. Like, we would go to band practice and someone would say something. We'd try and like rehearse the songs that we have already written, and then one of us would say, "What about a song about putting your hot dog in a milkshake and like inventing?" And then someone, we have a rule at the Golden Geese where if someone suggests that as an idea or any idea, as stupid as it might be, especially if it's stupid. Mm-hmm. We have to do it, and so quite often we'll find that we spend an entire rehearsal writing, you know, the hot dog
milkshake song.
And then also recording it on our phones or on sometimes properly.
You know, we now have to do that song.
Yeah, I've written it. Don't worry. I thought of it as example this morning, and then this morning I wrote it.
I think it counts, even though we're not in the rehearsal studio. The fact you've said it.
Yeah,
means we have to do it.
I nearly sent a voicemail to the rest of the geese, being like, and then I thought we could call it Shake Dog Shake 2.
And then we have to make it and try it.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing I love is a song that's a sequel to a song that has never been released. That's good.
Why didn't we think of that? That's a great idea.
I thought that's what you were referring to, Shake Dog Shake 2.
That's what I was referring to, yeah.
Let's just do that one and not the other one.
Yeah. I just was thinking about this yesterday, that Neil Young finally released Chrome Dreams 1 after many, many years, and released Chrome Dreams 2 ages ago. Mm. I suppose George Lucas really set the bar for like releasing sequels.
Yeah, linear storytelling, not important.
Three sequels before you release original, beautiful original story, The Phantom Menace. So anyway, what we've been doing is we actually recorded an album. We're very lucky that our drummer and other vocalist, James Goose,
is amazing.
And has also got a studio and is an engineer, records lots of other bands. And
it's quite helpful.
It's very helpful. And he's also an amazing singer and multi-instrumentalist and intuitive
producer
and intuitive listener and performer. And like, basically, I was thinking about this today, that for me, I feel like a not very good American talk show host doing lame gags with Questlove and his band backing him. Do you know what I mean? It feels a bit like...
that's exactly what the Golden Geese are.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a bit like, I'm like, you know, who's Questlove on? Is it Fallon?
I think it is Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon's having a down, like people don't like him anymore.
He's just sort of a bit...
Yeah.
He's a bit been...
Yeah.
Has been...
That's me.
That is me. That works for us too.
Yeah, that's me. So I feel like that's why... That, yeah, so we've...
So
anyway.
It's James Questlove in this scenario.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the rest of the band's also very good, so that's a compliment to all the geese, I feel, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. I just like, on this album, I was just thinking about it as you, Matthew, were talking about all the stuff James has done.
Mm.
I think my involvement in the record took about 30 minutes. It took about as long as it took to play the songs.
Excellent.
And then James made it all really good.
Well, Dave.
He probably re-recorded all the guitar, let's be honest. And it sounds great.
Well, listen, there's a story about Picasso, isn't there, about someone asking for a doodle, and it took him 15 seconds, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
and then they said, why are you charging me all this money? And he said, well, it only took you 5 minutes, and he said, no, it took me my entire life.
Exactly. So, I put my life experience into
yes,
that 30
so thank
minutes
you, Dave. Dave's an amazing
guitarist. Guitar playing.
Dave also plays in Magic Factory and other bands.
This is something I feel about the Golden Geese, just to come back to your point about took your lifetime to come to this point. This does feel like a band that has been, you know...
around, we're very old.
Exactly.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is it feels like a band that's, you know, when you first burst onto the scene, it was like we'd been waiting for the Golden Geese, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This is what I mean, but it's so nice to have the geese back, because I feel like you inject a particular type of a vibe amongst the community, which...
Oh, it's so nice.
Particularly in the dead of winter, we need a bit of geese, you know?
Well, I agree, but I didn't think... I sort of thought I was alone in that...
No,
it's so nice of you.
It's always good to see the geese return. And, you know, you're a very visual band. You're good at a costume. You're good at a video. You're good at a sort of a world building, shall we say.
We've got a great face for radio.
Yeah.
We're good at merch as well. I love the merch.
Yeah.
I get all excited
Dave's the genius
the many
behind
merch
the merch
opportunities.
I have my Golden Geese golden pen has run out of ink.
No.
But I haven't got rid of it because it's a beautiful pen.
Oh, it was a good pen while it lasted.
It was a really
was
good pen.
One.
Yeah.
That was the first one. We did sunglasses. They were quite good. Kind of child size.
There's this. I've given them to my friends' kids a lot.
My kids have all got them. Yeah. Quite a lot of them.
A song called "Customized Mousepad" on the album.
Is that going to be maybe indication of new merch run?
We did some limited merch, and
small
I'm thinking
run.
That maybe like Willy Wonka's golden ticket, we might put a customized mousepad in one record. I don't know. I'm making that call here.
So you're actually pressing this to vinyl, is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, thanks to 1 to 12, who, I think 1 to 12 agreed to this kind of in that way where you're like at a party and you go, we should collaborate sometime. Yeah, we'll have dinner.
Yeah.
And then we just sent them the masters and artwork and kind of sort of forced them to agree to put it out.
Sometimes that's how you get things done.
Yeah.
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 I just want to address something in that the way that music can affect like what's happening in society as well. In that we have kind of forced the hand of an institution to make some change. And I think that's one of the great things about punk rock.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. So we called our album Bird of the Year 2023.
Yes.
And what's happened? They've changed it.
to Bird of the Century.
Bird of the Century.
Wow.
The day after.
The day after we announced our album.
It's not a coincidence.
Wow.
It can't be.
That's
freaked them out.
Movers and shakers over here.
Worried.
So similarly, we have a song on the album called Stick It to the Man. And nice. I think that's sort of a little bit, we shake things up, you know.
That's what we like to hear. Speaking of, you've given us an unreleased track to have a spin on this morning.
One time only.
It's very
exciting. Destroy this after you. No one recording it onto tape, please, afterwards.
This is, we're going to jump into it in a second. But first of all, when is the record coming out? When is Bird of the Year 2023?
27th of October.
Fabulous.
2023.
When are you going to be playing next?
Have the next got day.
Excellent.
We've got an album release at the Whammy Bar with a lineup like you've never heard of that we haven't thought of.
Okay, cool,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. But we have to one-up ourselves because we've done some pretty epic shows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking yesterday about the... someone was reminding me about the show we played. We were one of the first shows back after second lockdown. I think we played the day we came out of lockdown, eh? And you still weren't allowed to dance or stand up in bars.
I remember
so
this.
So we did... Dave had this idea to... You tell.
I don't know which idea. Is it the sitting down one?
Sitting down dancing with paper plates. Dave found a video of paper plate dancing, sitting down.
Yes.
I think it was with, you know, seniors in an old folks home.
It's amazing.
Again,
if you ever are in the situation again where you're not allowed to stand up, like in Sweden, you're not allowed to dance on Christmas Day.
Really?
So if you're playing a show on Christmas Day in Sweden, take some paper plates and you'll bring the party.
Yeah, we were being trains, doing a bit of semaphore, it was real good.
Love that.
Sorry, Stella made me a really strong coffee and I've already had one before that, so this is why I'm like bulldozing this interview, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like the strong coffee, if anyone's coffee hasn't kicked in, the Golden Geese are the band to help you get awake and across the line this morning. We're going to listen to brand new unreleased track, Amazing James. It's about Amazing James, the quest love of the band. We will see you guys very soon. Congrats on a record.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to hear it.
Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.